Hey, welcome to Living the Next Chapter. It's Dave, just you and me today. Yeah, no guest interview, no author, just you and me. I wanted to share with you a book that I'm listening to, that I'm enjoying, and just want, you know, some time with you. I love all the amazing authors that we have on the show, and I love creating this podcast for you. And if this is your first time hearing Living the Next Chapter, then hi, my name is Dave. I live in Ontario, Canada. I've been podcasting for many years. I have 7 other podcasts in addition to the Living the Next Chapter podcast. But this podcast originated as a way to talk and meet with authors. And the unique thing about my author podcast is I'm not an author. I've never written anything. I am a fan of authors just like you are. And I bring on authors so that we can talk about their writing, their book, how they got to be where they are, fall in love with another author, and at the same time, for the authors that are listening, let's pick up little things that we can learn from these authors and apply it to our books, right? Isn't that a great idea? Yeah. And we're like in our over 300 episodes of this podcast, 3 episodes a week, plus going out into the world. And we're already booked into May of 2024, and I'm recording this at the end of March. That's how far out in advance we've recorded. So one thing I'll share with you, a little behind-the-scenes secret for you as a listener of the show, is if you want to hear what I've done most recently, head over to YouTube to Living the Next Chapter, link in the show notes, link on our website. It's always ever there, everywhere. Go over to YouTube and you can hear what I'm doing in the moment. So what I'm doing is I'm recording an interview with an amazing author and posting it to YouTube usually the same day, within hours of our conversation. The complete episode is there in advance. So if you want to jump the line, if you want to get beyond the red velvet rope and a backstage pass to all things Living the Next Chapter, head over to Living the Next Chapter on YouTube. Do the little subscribe, like, share, follow, hit the bell. I don't know, whatever they call it now. Do that and you'll know when there's a next episode of Living the Next Chapter. And you're going to hear it months before anyone else. So don't tell everyone. We don't have a mad rush to YouTube. Yes, we do. I would love for you to come and check us out on YouTube. And you can then get, again, behind the scenes, advanced listen of what's coming next, way before anyone else does. So that's my little side tip for you. So today I want to share with you a book that I've fallen in love with. I heard about this author on the Mel Robbins podcast. Again, big fan of the Mel Robbins podcast. You have to go listen to her. She is quite spectacular. But she had Jamie Kern Lima on her podcast to talk about her new book called Worthy. And she read a passage from her book all around the idea that you're not crazy, you're just first. And I thought, oh, as podcasters, as authors, as any creatives, we have these great, grandiose ideas of what we would love to do in the world. Write a book, share our story, get on stage, create a podcast, be a podcast guest, write a song, create something. And then there's our loving family and friends who look at us with a little bit of disdain and highly concerned for our well-being as they look at us and go, not a good idea, Dave. Not a good idea. I don't know if you should do that. Have you really thought this through? So Jamie gets on and talks about, in that situation, don't give up on what your goal is, your dream, to write the book, create whatever that is that you want to create in the world. Even when your friends and family look at you and go, I don't know, not a great idea, you're not crazy in that moment. You're just the first in your circle to do something different, to go above and beyond what others are doing. That can be threatening to people around you, but it can be empowering to you. So I want to share this book. It's called Worthy. Jamie Kern Lima is her name. She's amazing. And I'm listening to the audiobook version, but you can buy the book as well. It's really doing well on Amazon. So I want to give you a little snippet from Jamie's book here, and this is the audio sample that you can hear on Amazon. So here's a little sample of the book, a little bit of what it sounds like. And if you're an audiobook lover like myself, you can listen to the book while you do other things, and it's great. So here you go, a little sample of Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima here on the Living the Next Chapter podcast. And Jamie, if you're listening, please come on my show. I would love to have you on as a guest and talk more about your book. I would love that. And Mel Robbins, you are simply amazing. Thank you for having Jamie on your podcast and introducing me to her and her amazing book called Worthy. Here's a little sample from Jamie for you to listen to. Here you go.
Worthy starts here. You become what you believe you're worthy of. Do you remember the first time, perhaps as a little kid sitting in a classroom, that you knew the answer, but you decided not to raise your hand? With a slight pit in your stomach caused by the new and daunting awareness of other people's opinions, you debated raising your hand and going for it until you decided not to. And just like that, in a single moment, you began to live in a way that was incongruent with your soul's fullest expression. You doubted. You held back. You hid. You played it safe. You questioned whether you were wrong, even though you knew you were right. You questioned if you were smart enough. You questioned if you were enough. And now, fast forward to today. Are you still the person who's not raising your hand when you know the answer? Are you still hiding? Just in case you're wrong? Just in case you fail? Or because you want to stay in your comfort zone of certainty? Now you're an adult who knows the answer, but inside, are you still that same little kid who doubts it? Maybe you're sitting silently in work meetings or in your daydreams, knowing you have a wild idea that just might be genius. Or are you languishing in an unhealthy friendship or relationship, knowing you're worthy of more, but not quite believing it enough to leave? Perhaps you're the boss, but you're holding back from taking chances because deep down inside, you're afraid you're not strong enough to be a leader. Did you finally get that big break, that big promotion, that big increase, but you feel like an imposter, so you're playing it small? Maybe you really despise that other PTA mom, but you betray yourself and spend your precious free time hanging out with her. Maybe you're hustling and burned out while hiding that what you really need is rest. Maybe you're struggling with a health issue and are losing faith in your body, your worth, and your creator. Do you feel unseen at your core and tell yourself the lie that life is better that way? Maybe you're working in a business, but know you are born to run one. Maybe you're in an intimate partnership where your worthiness goes unrecognized, but you're afraid to be alone, so you're dimming your light and hiding from your truth. Maybe you're calling busyness a badge of honor when you're really using it to numb your feelings. Maybe you've been living by someone else's story of success for you because you're confusing approval with love. Maybe you've decided that other people have already done what you can do better than you could do it, so you've been canceling yourself out of your own calling. Or maybe you've been showing up as who the world tells you to be, people-pleasing, for so long that you don't even remember who you are anymore. Self-doubt, unworthiness, and fear cause us to dim our soul's light and start playing it safe, holding back, hiding, speaking only part of our truth, living only half of our life, expressing only part of our soul's true essence, craving the perception of belonging over authentic connection, craving validation and significance in a way that's defined externally, because we start to believe that these are the only paths to love, to belonging, and to worthiness. If any of these ring true for you, if you know in the deepest part of your being that you're only living as part of who you are, but holding back and doubting or hiding all of who you are, then you're probably feeling an inexplicable void in your life, an aching longing for something that's missing, an emptiness created when others or even you yourself, don't know and therefore can't embrace the full, authentic you. A disconnection from joy, when no matter what you achieve, it doesn't bring the feeling of fulfillment you hoped it would. An unremitting feeling that you're not quite enough. A lack of feeling truly alive that you can disguise from the world with the ease of a smile. You're living your life hiding in plain sight.
So are you hiding in plain sight? Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Like, why should anybody read my book? Why is it even worth my time to write this book? Why is it even worth my time to create this podcast, to create anything in the world? And you're struggling with, oh, I have this dream, but everyone around me tells me that it's probably not for me, or I'm wrestling with my own inner thoughts about what I can do in this world. This is a great book for you, whether you listen in the audio form or grab a copy and read it. I really think you're going to learn a lot from this book. And again, it's called Worthy, How to Believe You Are Enough and Transform Your Life. And when I'm reading through what you see here on Amazon, you can kind of see what this book will talk about. And it's really all around self-doubt and how you can handle this, how you can focus on this and overcome those things in your life. It's interesting. In life, you don't soar to the level of your hopes and dreams. You stay stuck at the level of your self-worth, is what Jamie writes. In your business, leadership, relationship, friendships, ambitions, you don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you're worthy of. And that's the theme of the book. That's the reason why it's out there. When you build your self-worth and change your entire life, Worthy teaches you how. Jamie says that she wrote Worthy for you and for me. If you have some self-doubt to destroy and destiny to fulfill, then this book, Worthy, is for you. And Jamie is an amazing author. She's an amazing speaker. And again, I heard about her on the Mel Robbins podcast, and I love that. So if you've been underestimating your talents and gifts, or you battle with imposter syndrome, a lot of the authors that I talk to on the show, that's been an uphill climb for them to battle that, then Worthy is a book that you need to check out. It's really a great book for you. And if you've been letting fear and failure and rejection hold you back, Worthy is for you. Jamie also tells us that if you learn to please others so much that you end up betraying yourself, then Worthy is for you. If you're ready to get unstuck and fully believe in you, then Worthy is for you. And when you change what you believe you're worthy of, you change your entire life. And Jamie says, imagine, what would you do if you had zero self-doubt and unshakable self-worth? What would you do if you fully believed in you? It's amazing, right? So again, this is a great book for you. I wanted to share with you as part of what Dave's listening to and what Dave's consuming. And maybe you'll find value in this for yourself. I believe you will. It's by Jamie Kern Lima. Again, it's called Worthy, How to Believe in You Are Enough and Transform Your Life. And links are here in the show notes for you to check that out. I'll also put a link to Mel Robbins' podcast, where Jamie was a guest, because I think you'll love that conversation. Mel is just a superstar podcaster, and I love, take note when you listen to her podcast, how she is so amazing to pause her conversation with her guest and then talk to you directly as a listener. It's a masterclass on connecting with a listener. It's amazing. You'll hear her do it and you're like, wait, Mel's talking to me. It's awesome. So again, Jamie Kern Lima, Worthy is the book. Please go out and grab a copy of it. Let me know if you've listened to it, read it. Leave me a message over on Living the Next Chapter. Little SpeakPipe icon there. Leave me a message and tell me what you thought of Worthy. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your review of the book or the audiobook. That'd be great. So thank you for being part of Living the Next Chapter. Again, more great episodes coming up in the month of April, May, and beyond. And I would love to hear your feedback on the podcast over at livingthenextchapter.com. Thank you for being here. And again, if this is your first time here, welcome. You got a lot of listening to do I would love to hear your thoughts about the podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. And to all our past guests and future guests of Living the Next Chapter, we do all of this for you. Thank you for being here. Get out there and enjoy a great book today.